Hi guys, welcome to Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko. I am your host, Wanjiko Mwangi, and we're still continuing with the series of the Small Claims Court. And in our final episode today, we're going to be talking about orders. How do we enforce the orders that we get from this particular court? What is the execution procedure? Can this order be reviewed? Can we set aside the order? And can we appeal after we're from the Small Claims Court? So before we delve any deeper, I am going to let our guest for today introduce himself. Karibu sana.
Thank you so much.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Bernard Odua Rombo, a legal assistant with more than 3 years' experience dealing with all matters of law, including civil law, criminal law, employment law, and even family law at large.
Great. I like the fact that you're having this experience, because I feel like, of course, this is vital towards us understanding all that we've been talking about. So let's start by, you know, the other episode you were talking about how you can go for a hearing and get a judgment from the adjudicator. So today we're asking, whatever it is that the adjudicator has ordered, you know, which kind of orders would you probably get from a small claim court?
Now, after the hearing has been concluded, judgment has been made, what are these orders that the court may actually give to the claimant? First, the court may decide to order a relief sought in the claim. You're actually seeking for this amount of money.
Yeah.
The court can decide to give such an amount of money. The court can also award costs to a successful party. Let's say the claimant has won the case. The court might award costs to the claimant.
Yeah.
But in most cases, maybe the court can say, like, each party to bear their own cost.
Yeah.
And the third order maybe that the court can actually give is an order dismissing the case. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, the court is not satisfied that this claimant did not actually prove his case. The court can dismiss the whole case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So another important issue that I'd also want us to talk about, for example, maybe the court has said, you know what, you as the respondent pay $850,000 to the claimant. How can we enforce these orders?
After such orders have been made, you can enforce such orders by extracting an execution. You can actually extract an order of execution, and in this execution, you can actually extract by, let's say, attaching the respondent's property. You can attach both movable and immovable property, or you can even attach the respondent's salary. So immediately you extract that order, you serve the respondent the same order of execution, then trust me, that's one of the ways that can actually enforce such orders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so these orders that we're talking about, can they be reviewed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any party can apply for the review of the order. In any case, the claimant had won the case, the respondent can actually file an application for the review of the order. And if filing such an application, he can actually request for a stay of execution of such orders pending the review of such orders. There are many circumstances under which an order can be reviewed.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the said orders, maybe the court had no jurisdiction to hear that claim.
Okay.
Maybe the amount that was sought there was more than 1 million, so the court don't have jurisdiction. Or maybe the said order was extracted by a way of falsehood.
Yeah.
Like it was not extracted legally. So the court can review the said orders and it can set aside the order that it had given in the said claim.
So the next thing that I'm going to be asking, can we appeal? You know, finally, I've gone to the small claims court. Maybe I was the respondent. And then the adjudicator has told me to pay the claimant. And I do not agree with that ruling. Can I appeal? And if yes, to where?
Yes, each party has a right to appeal. Maybe an order has been made against you and you are aggrieved by the said order. You can appeal to the High Court. Remember, the small claims court holds the same level as the Chief Magistrate Court. So you cannot actually appeal to the Chief Magistrate Court, but you can appeal to the High Court. But one thing you need to remember is that an appeal from the High Court is the final appeal. You cannot appeal to any other court. You can't go to the Court of Appeal.
Mm-hmm. So after I go to the High Court, whatever the High Court decides, that's it. I should clearly just accept it.
Yes, that's final.
Okay, that's really interesting. And I've really learned a lot from the Small Claims Court series. And, you know, of course, this small claims court, it's definitely a craft towards the reduction of case backlogs, you know, facilitation of citizens' access to justice, and, of course, opening the court to the public directly. So I don't know if you have any final comments on our small court claim series. What would you say?
Yeah, we can actually see that since the establishment of the Small Claims Court, we can see that most cases have been expeditiously actually adjudged and they have come to conclusion within a very short period of time, that's within 2 months. You can also see that we've seen so many cases that have been filed under the Small Claims Court. Like, let's say, for example, in the last 1 year, we've seen like 11,000 cases have been heard and determined successfully in the Small Claims Court.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much again for coming here and enlightening us about all this. And basically, I believe that as we speak, the judiciary is really working so hard to ensure that, you know, they're opening up several small claims court in Nairobi and other parts of the country, because we already have one in Nairobi, we already have others in Kakamega, you know, but of course, there are still some counties, I think, they're yet to really open this small claims court. But hopefully, at least by the end of 2023, small claims court will be something that, you know, is almost a normal, very encouraging to us. Because, of course, remember, our constitution is very vocal on alternative dispute resolution. Mm-hmm. We are not all just going to courts, but we're also saying, well, we're at it. Let us also try things like mediation. Yes. Let us try other ADR mechanisms.
Well, actually, for example, no small claim court, even before the hearing, that each party can even request the court to actually allow them to solve their cases outside court. You can actually settle the case outside court. You can actually approach a mediator who will help you solve your cases before presenting the small claims court. So small claims court actually allows for an alternative dispute resolution.
Yes, okay. I really agree. I have enjoyed this lesson. And guys, in case you have any questions, feel free to reach out and ask. But for now, we are done with our small claims court series. Hopefully in the future, we'll be having an alternative dispute resolution series as well, so that we can inform you more on the importance of mediation, conciliation, arbitration, and all that. That has been it. This has been Learn Kenyan Law with Wanjiko. Feel free to follow us on Spotify and every other platform. But for now, bye.